As we move into a time of prayer, we also lift up our joys and our concerns. And I have a list of joys. They come mostly in the form of birthdays. And there are a lot of them. You may recognize some of these names. Lynn Hunsinger celebrated her birthday on December 5th. Rachel Long celebrated a birthday on December 7th. Siobhan Morris celebrated a 13th birthday. And Sally Atkiss celebrates a birthday. Also have a happy anniversary to Fran and Jamie Morris. That's 30 years. We celebrate that. Also want to celebrate our praying hand stitchers here at St. John's. Do you know about them? Well, they were all abuzz last Sunday here in the library, like stitching, crocheting, knitting, all kinds of stuff. And the energy in the room was very palpable. I loved it. They make prayer shawls, love squares, scarves, and they're magnifiers. Got some concerns that we want to share. Edna McGinley. She is at home convalescing from a recent visit to the Lansdale Hospital, so we want to keep Edna in our prayers. Bill Wenner is having a cardiac procedure tomorrow. And the Hogan family would like to lift up Rocco. He's a neighbor, a young boy, and he's been at CHOP with an eye infection. And this eye infection is beginning to affect his brain. So it sounds very serious. And so our prayers are needed and really important. As we center ourselves for prayer this morning, I'll start us off. But then at some point, I'm going to call for some silence. And this is the moment we often need during Advent. Silence. An opportunity for you to just be still, to share a prayer that's on your heart, or simply to sit and open your heart to God. Let us pray. Holy God, whose grasp of the world through love and never-ending presence sustains us, we pause today to give you thanks and to express our deepest gratitude for all you have done and continue to do in the work of bringing us and your world into its rightful place. O gracious Creator, today as we focus on the gift of joy, we are reminded that joy is one of the gifts you intended for us. We were created to experience joy, a life of well-being, of quiet confidence, of delight, smiles, and laughter. And yes, God, we've experienced joy, those moments when we seemed to lose track of time because of the wonder and love that we experienced with family or friends or with loved ones. Oh God, we cherish and remember those times when we felt fully alive, when we were exuberant. And yet, O Lord, we live in a world that is not always joyful. Even we ourselves are prone to get seduced by a swirling series of worries, fears, distractions that keep us from allowing your light and grace to flow into our hearts. So remind us, Lord, to open our hearts as did Mary, realizing you have done great things and will continue to fill our souls with good things. May our hearts continue to flow with goodness, generosity, and justice, even when enduring struggles seek to capture our spirits. On this day, God, we turn our thoughts to your world, the one in which people still struggle for nourishment, for safety, for health, even for a place to live. Bring comfort to the afflicted, God, and afflict the comfortable. Afflict them in such a way that their eyes are opened, that their compassion grows, care is extended, and love proclaimed. Oh God, we come to you now in silence. Hear our prayers. Oh, most holy one, may we reflect your love in ways that magnify your presence and peace. Amen. Sometimes it's hard to believe that you and I are gifts to the world. It's hard to believe that we've been called to become magnifiers, that so much trust and faith has been placed in us to help bring the world to fullness and wholeness. And so our offerings, our tithes, our gifts are that very thing, our very testimony, our very trust in a Lord who is working, who is loving, who is embracing. We will now receive those gifts.
Loving God, for these gifts and for all the gifts that have been generously and joyfully shared this day, we give you thanks. As we seek to use them in ways that magnify, that honor both you and your people, we pray that you will guide us, that we might have the mindfulness and the faith to invite you in on our discernment and in our living out of your call. May these offerings be just one way that we give of ourselves in service and in love. Amen. Before you leave this morning, I want to invite you to greet one another, to share the joy of Christ with one another, and then head downstairs and enjoy some time of fellowship. And then as you go out into the world, be magnifiers, so that the hope, the love, the joy, and the peace that is ours through the birth of Christ might be made bigger and clearer than ever. And may you know that as you do this work, the love of God surrounds you, the peace of Christ sustains you, and the power of God's Holy Spirit goes with you and abides with you this day and every day. Amen.